5-1 with the 4 on top here in Fuller's Spirit. He's first up, no trial. He's been placed a 3 from 3 at Taree, and he's coming out of some strong races from last campaign. 7 in Albury Sky. She's first up. I want to have a look at her, but she falls into the same category, coming out of some terrific races last preparation. The 5 in Talus, look, he broke his maiden in Nice Style last start. It was pretty much just a track gallop for him today. They've taken the crossover noseband off him here. He just needs luck from the gate. And the top weight in, Nicki Minaj, she's having her first run for the new yard. She'll definitely find these easier. 4-7, 5-1 for me in race 7.
So 4-7, 5-1 there in the 7th. And what was your best, Priscilla?
Oh, tricky to find one today. A few of these races are very open. But race 5, number 4 in Condover Hall, I think he looks very well placed from the Neil Godbolt yard. As far as the quaddie goes, we kick things off in race 4 today. I've gone with 4 selections, 6, 7, 9, and 4. In the second leg, 4, 3, and 8. In the third leg, 4, 2, 12, and 6. And the last leg, 4, 7, and 5.
Thanks very much, Priscilla. Have a good afternoon.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
It's 29 minutes to 11.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
I'm Susie from Extend Bar in Parramatta. Nova Employment has matched our vacancy with an employee who has excellent work ethic and great attention to detail. I'd recommend other employers focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Pacing Rewind, every Sunday morning from 10:30.
Yes, Mark McNamara steps into Pacing Rewind this morning. Mark, good morning to you.
Morning, Simon. Morning, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful day out at Menengle this afternoon. Not quite as warm as the last few days, and blessedly, if that's a word, Simon, the wind has dropped.
Hey, it was good to hear your mellifluous tones behind the mic at Kembla Grange yesterday.
Yeah, I was a bit tired last night. It was all new colours, but really enjoyed the day down there. I was lucky enough to call some trials at Randwick and saw Sedona and Military Magic come out of those trials and run up to the trial form. So, yeah, it was nice to be back at Kembla Grange yesterday. I think I'd done a meeting there 15 to 20 years ago, and the box hadn't changed a whole lot. Good crowd, nice weather, a bit windy, but yeah, 8 races and thoroughly enjoyable afternoon.
Righto, Mark, we'll have a chat to Brad Hewitt and Amanda Turnbull shortly. But first of all, what were some of the results from last night's harness racing from Parks and also Wagga Wagga?
Yeah, we had 2 meetings, as you said, yesterday in New South Wales. A couple of trainers had doubles at Wagga. Shane Hallcroft won the first and the last down at Wagga. He won the first race with the Clockwinder, beating Corporal Jujon and Shard. He wrapped the program up in race number 10 with Reby Beach starting the second favourite, knocking off the favourite Ace in Our Pocket and Conrad Kenzie. And Dean Sinoskis went race to race 2 in races 7 and 8 with Vettel winning race number 7. Will Rickson drove it to score by 1.75 metres. He also ran 3rd in that race with the announcer, and he backed that up with a win with Nadine Franco by 20 metres in race number 8. She started $1.55 and went on 156 6 mile rate. Parks last night, Jeff Lawson. Now, we could have spoken to Jeff this morning, Simon, but we've only got 10 or 15 minutes for the segment, and Jeff likes to chat, so it would have taken up at least 20, 25 minutes. He won the first with Don't Tell Errol, and he also picked up a win later in the program with Don't Tell Dorothy. Amy Rees drove the first one. John O'Shea steered Don't Tell Dorothy to an all-of-the-way win. And Amanda Turnbull, who we'll talk to later, she trained a couple of winners in Joe Batters, who won race number 4, Isabel Ross drove it to victory as favourite. Amanda also won the last with a horse she trains, Balducci. Catch drive for you, Gowra trainer, Magical Times, and Grant Jones. So it would have been a happy man, Grant, there last night. Amanda with a combination of 3 wins, beating the Warp Reactor and Red Bank Tommy.
So this afternoon's meeting at Tabcorp Park, Menangle, the Fisher's Ghost Meeting, relates to a story of a ghost that haunts the area or something.
I believe so, Simon. I've never read too far in depth in it, but I know it's a meeting that they've run quite regularly. It's run around Halloween time as well, so you've got the time for that, and they try and make it a family day. Apart from some great racing, there is a Group 2 race on out there too, with the Jill McGrath-Franco Australian Trotters Cup as race number 6. There's a Country Series final as well, and another final for the rating up to 55s. Also, the running of the Indigenous Drivers Plate at Menengle this afternoon. So there'll be plenty to do off the track, some great racing on the track, and they've got 10 races coming up at Menengle Park today.
Right, Mark or Brad Hewitt joins us now. Brad, good morning to you.
Morning, boys. How are you?
Morning, Brad. You've got three runners in today. You happy with where they're all at the moment? Nella, Unlucky, Catamac and Ideal Breeze?
Yeah, they're all going good. Catamac and Lucky Unlucky have both been racing really well, and Ideal Breeze, he's having a first start, first from New Zealand, and I think they should all go pretty good.
All right, we'll get to them a little more in depth now. Lucky Unlucky's one that's owned in Queensland by Kylie Rasmussen, doing everything right, hasn't won for five or six starts, but is certainly getting very close to another win.
Yeah, he's sort of been racing at an angle every week on a Tuesday and a lot harder grade, because as you know, they need to have the four starts in New South Wales to be eligible for these country series races, and he's been going really well. And then he went to Wagga and qualified last week, and only just went down in 153, which is a really good time. So, yeah, he should be pretty hard to beat today, too.
You led from barrier number one at Wagga last time, taken off the gate from five at Meningle two starts ago. You've got a flying ink spot, Shannon Drawn, inside you, who doesn't mind going forward. Would you have the speed to lead, or you think there's a few inside you that might be a little too nippy off the gate?
No, I think he's got really good gate speed, Mark. I think, I'm hoping he should find the front, he should take power of beating.
On to race number seven, you've got Catamac. He had a few homes in New Zealand before it's come across and joined your stable. What was the attraction to this mare?
I actually rang Stu Valentine inquiring about the other mare that's racing, the Ideal Breeze, and they didn't get back to us for about a week, and he said, what about this mare? She just popped up for sale, and I had a look at her, and seeing that she's such a really low rating, and because I had a few owners looking for a cheap little horse, and we didn't pay a lot of money for her, and we got her, and been really happy with her.
What did you expect when you arrived? I'm tipping she wasn't top of the range price wise. Won't go into details, but I'm tipping you didn't blow the budget on her. Did you expect to do what she's done for you and be so competitive at Meningle?
Yeah, well, you never like buying. She had 36 starts or something for only the one win, so you never like buying them when they got that sort of record, but she'd run about a dozen placings or something like that, and just the last start in New Zealand, she went 154 and ran second, only got beat a length or something. I just thought, well, that'll be good enough to sort of come and do a job here, and she was only a 44 rating, so like, I thought there would be a fair few wins in store for her, so she's got to have today's run too, and she'll be eligible for the country series races next month as well.
Ideal Breeze, the one that you ring up to buy, ran fourth at Winton last time behind Franco Santino. Gee, that's strong form for this race today.
Yeah, it's sort of a race over the long distance there, and she's been racing a fair few spin starts and things like that, but I haven't done a whole lot with her, but she trialled okay last Sunday, but I'll get more of a guide on how she's going after today, but they both should run well.
Got some well-known names in it too. J.G. Croker and Jay Weissen headline the owners.
Yeah, I think Tommy Berry, he's in there too, so they're all Jack and Tommy, they're both new owners, so hopefully she can do a good job for them.
I did see T.D. Berry and thought, I wonder if it was Tommy, but is this roughly how the nickname Hollywood came around? You get all these big names into your horses?
No, far from it, but Jacko and Tommy have both been in the Jared about going in on one, so when this one come up, sort of asked him, and they jumped to the opportunity, so just hopefully she can do a job for him, keep him interested.
Jack won on Friday night with the Kangaroos, of course. Will the boys be on course today?
No, they're all actually busy today. I think Tommy's in Canberra, him and Jared are going to watch it somewhere, probably at a pub I'd say, but hopefully they'll be able to get to a few of the races in the next month or two.
No chance of getting Ben Cummings in one, and perhaps not six again is the name of it, or something like that?
No, he's definitely barred.
At least you're honest. Brad, you've got three into your favour, one of the three?
Probably Lucky Unlucky's the best chance. He's drawn well, and I'm hoping he'll find the front and he can make his own luck. So, he's probably the best chance of the three.
Race four, number four. Thanks for joining us this morning, Brad, and good luck this afternoon out at Meningle.
All right, thanks, Mark.
Brad, Hollywood Hewitt there, Simon, joining us this morning. He knows all the Raiders players, but Ben Cummings barred after the grand final.
Good stuff. We've got Amanda Turnbull now on the other line, Mac. She's about to join us. Amanda, good morning.
Hey, how you going?
Very well, thank you.
Sorry, so I'm busy 24 hours coming up or less than that for you. Amanda, good night at Parks last night, though, with Joe Batters and Balducci both winning.
Yeah, great night. It ended up being a later night than we wanted, but, yeah, it was a good night.
You also combined with Big Red from out at Eugera, Grant Jones. You would have been a happy man, I'm guessing, with that win.
Yeah, he was. He's a bit of a handful, that horse, and Grant's done a great job with him, and he does a good job with his team.
We'll run into this afternoon's runners. You kick off in race five with Shan Dance, ran seventh at Menangle behind Charlie Bromack last time, a third two runs ago. How does the form today stack up from recent assignments for this mare?
Yeah, probably a bit hard last time. She didn't really get a breather and went a bit hard. But, yeah, she's got good gate speed, so we'll just try and slide across and get her sit up close. And her runs before were pretty good. She's consistent coming second and third in that. So, yeah, hopefully she'll go good again.
Smith Stars Lexus also in the race for Steve. Do you get the choice of drives or Steve just allocates?
No, I get the choice. So I do the nominating and, choose. But him and Mitch get on good. They've won a couple of races together, so we sort of just pick it that way.
On to race number seven, Macklemore in sixth at Eugowra last time. Sitting Park, not really his go?
No, he's sort of... had a couple of tough runs going into that, and I've just sort of backed off him a little bit. Hopefully he'll go in today pretty fresh and go good again.
Seems to like Menangle. He's got around there pretty well a couple of times. Hasn't quite won at the track, but has placed two from six.
Yeah, his runs down there have got better every time he's gone down there. He just missed out last time. So hopefully, he can go good again today.
Mitch has been getting well with Courts in Session in race number eight. You've got the drive on Atomic Red back from racing in Queensland. Group one form to a Sunday at Menangle must be encouraging.
Yeah, his trials have been good and he seems really good this prep, so it's pretty exciting to be back on him. We have a bit of fun out there and, yeah, he goes good.
He hasn't raced since July of 2018, so it was the Blacks are Fake last year. Has he had a few issues as why he's been away for so long?
Yeah, he had to have 6 months off. He's got terrible bones, and he's got a bone disease, I think it is, and he's always got to have time off for that. But they seem really good now and strengthen up, so hopefully we can get a full prep out of him and he can take on the big guns again.
Excellent. On to race number nine, Conviction. Did you feel like you were going a 154-mile rate when he won at Eugowra two starts ago?
He was trucking. He sort of was fresh and I was just sort of hanging on and hoping he'd keep going. But that is his game. He just sort of lacks a bit of high gate speed. But if he can get to the front and he just runs along, he's hard to catch.
And you just put the pen through that fifth at Menangle last start, just luckless.
Yeah, I probably had the option of coming out. But because he over races so bad, I didn't really want to do that. And yeah, we just didn't get any luck up straight at all.
And on to the last, you've got Elmer's Hoof in it, ran second behind Ferdinand two starts ago. Isabel's driving really well for you.
Yeah, she's been going real good. She's having a day off today. But, he seems to like the longer distance. Every time he's been over the 2300, that's been his best run. So hopefully we can get a sit up close and, hopefully he can go real good.
Nice book of drives, Amanda. Which is the best, do you think?
I'm most excited about Atomic Red being back. He's an exciting horse and we suit each other. He loves it tough and I like driving him tough. So, yeah, exciting to be back on him.
That is race 8, number 11. Now, possibly risking not getting out of Bathurst alive next Wednesday night. Who ordered Steve's new colours and got the sleeves wrong?
We've actually had him for a while and I'd say the mum does all that. But we've had him for a while and we just... we produce him every now and then, but... Yeah, that was a bit of a bug out.
Yeah. All right, well, I'll give Jenna wide berth for a while, and good luck out there at Menangle this afternoon.
Thanks, Mark. Bye.
Thanks, Amanda. Amanda Turnbull there. Simon, yeah, spotted Steve on Wednesday night at Bathurst. He's had the red with the blue spots and hoop sleeves for ages and turned up with striped sleeves and had to double check. A, it was him, and two, he hadn't changed the colours after God knows how long he's had them.
So you're calling Bathurst on Wednesday, are you?
I'll be there and I'll be locking the door if Jen's lurking around outside.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for stepping in and helping us out with Posting Rewind this morning, Mark. Enjoy your afternoon.
Absolute pleasure. Good punting all.
We'll take a break and then Mick Cowley to put the focus on greyhound racing.
Hi, it's Laurie Daly here. Sky Sports Radio can be trusted to present every thrilling moment in sports and racing. A-League, NBL, international sports, racing, and your opinions make up the Big Sports Breakfast. The Big Sports Breakfast is back Monday morning from 5:30 a.m. on Sky Sports Radio.
Sydney's newest must-see home renovation destination is now open. Wide-line windows and doors, state-of-the-art livable showroom features an impressive range of residential, designer and architectural designs on display. Experience window shopping like never before. See how your home will look and feel with our stunning contemporary 310 square metre showroom, plus find solutions to improve energy efficiency, acoustics, privacy and security. Wide-line Liverpool will bring your home reno vision to life. Located at 12 Home Pride Avenue, Warwick Farm, open 6 days.
The stars shine daily in greyhound racing. And you get the latest here on Sky Sports Radio,
your racing and sports leader.
I've got a big afternoon of greyhound racing coming up at Goulburn today with the Fireball and the Cap on. And Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. You're absolutely right, mate. Another big day. They seem to roll around every second day at the moment. There'll be a cracker of a day down in Goulburn. You know, the sun's shining. It's perfect weather and great racing on the card.
So we've got the MDC winner, Goodon Tirana, going around in the Goulburn Cup final later on. I'd imagine we'll come up a pretty short quote with the fixed odds.
Would be very hard to beat, I'd imagine. There's some good dogs in that field, but he's certainly not meeting the caliber of dogs that he met through the Million Dollar Chase series, and drawn perfectly in the three. First look at the track last week, Simon went 24.61, which is low flying. You'd expect an improvement on that after having a look. It's going to be very hard to beat. With even luck, you'd imagine he'd spear out, get somewhere near the lead, and should have little trouble dispensing of his rivals. But funny thing, as we know, funny thing, racing, things can happen, and there's a couple in the race that have a good chance if the favourite does put the foot wrong somewhere. Things like a dog like Lightning Vision, very smart youngster. And the other one is Spooky Vision as well. Jody Lord's dog, well drawn in the A, was a good heat winner the other day. And I spoke to Jody's husband, Andy, during the week, and he said there's still a bit of improvement in Spooky Vision, so they expect it to go a bit better today. So you never know. But certainly if you're forced to have a bet, you'd probably stick with Goodon Tirana.
Anthony Azzopardi has got a runner in the Fireball today, Murnyong and all. He's on his way to Goulburn and he joins us now. Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate. How are you?
Very well, Anthony. Thanks for joining us, mate. And I hope the trip's going well. You're not too far away from Goulburn now?
No, we're probably about 2.5 hours away, so we cruise at that moment.
Mate, good to hear, good to hear. And you've got the defending champ in the Fireball today, Murnyong and all.
Yeah, no, he's in the day. He's going well. He's probably going as good as ever. So he's got a really good box draw today, and just fingers crossed he can come out and do the job again.
And I guess it wasn't quite 12 months ago. It was December last year. You brought him up for the heat. He didn't win the heat, but then he came out in the final and set the track record of 1935, which still stands today. Was that unexpected last year, or was he absolutely flying at the time?
Look, he was flying at the time, you know, and I reckon he's going just as good as now than he was then too, you know. So, look, it took him a little bit of a while to get used to that track, and, yeah, and you just put it all together on the right day, that's all.
Mate, 1974 in the heat last week. Reasonably happy. Wasn't the fastest, but you'd be reasonably happy. It was all about getting through to today, and then you've come up with the perfect draw.
Yeah, that's what it was all about, you know, and obviously, it's a hard race. It's not going to be a shoo-in, that's for sure. You know, he's got some really good youngsters in it. So, yeah, look, he's got to bring his A game. He can't do too much things wrong today. So, yeah, we're just hoping he does everything right.
Mate, he's super consistent. His record, you know, 20 wins from 41 starts and throw in 17 placings out of that. It's you'd like to have dogs like all the dogs in your kennel like that, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's a model of consistency, this dog, you know. He's won a Hillsville Cup. He's won a couple of little features in Melbourne. And, look, he's been an excellent dog for me and Terry. And, yeah, it'll be nice to have a kennel full of them. I'll tell you, It'll be a pleasure, that's for sure.
Mate, will the hardest to beat be the fastest qualifier? Here comes Joe with 1959 last week off the eight, drawn out wide again.
Yeah, look, had the red last week. He sort of seems to miss the kick a little bit, but then he's got good pace. So he's definitely the one to beat, in my eyes anyway. I looked at the field. Even the two, I think, showed great speed off the eight. So, like I said, he's got to do everything right, so for sure.
Mate, fingers crossed. Fingers crossed with him and Whiskey Wright's the other one. Mate, you go back to that Adelaide Cup. Can you still believe that you got beaten in that race by Hooked on Scotch?
It was unbelievable, mate. Yeah, look, I was wrapped with the dog. He did everything he could possibly do. He run the time. He put just a freak on the night, just beat him, and he's come out and won a Geelong Cup. And, it was a shock. 10 metres out, you think you're a winner, and he just swiped us, But, look, proud of the dog. He's done everything right, That's all you can ask for him,
And I guess you must have thought, you'd managed to brush off Seneca, which is no easy task, and then all of a sudden, as you said, 10 metres out, you think you're home, and then Wooshka.
Yeah, look, he's an amazing animal that's Hooked on Scotch, To do that, he's obviously Seneca and our bloke, no slouch, and to pick us up, it was just an amazing run, I tell you. Yeah, it was mind-boggling, that's for sure.
Mate, Whiskey Wright, you brought him up to Bulleye for the heats of the $1 million chase and he didn't have any luck at all in the final, won by Shimmer Shine. Were there any thoughts to try again in the series or you just wanted to give it a crack at Bulleye and you didn't get through, that was it?
I come up with a plan with him. If he failed at Bulleye, Adelaide was always going to be on the radar. It was just a lot of good dogs sort of head to Sydney. I thought, it'll be a little bit easier to go to Adelaide. So, look, we nearly pinched it, nearly worked. So, that was always the plan,
Mate, next for him. You were saying next year, perhaps?
Yeah, look, next year we'll probably be a bit more prepared this time, we'll go and trial a few months before and stuff and race around Winnie. Maybe next year will be a bit different,
Mate, you kind of experienced it a bit last year with dogs you got through from, I think it was Blue Sky Riot through Wagga. This year, you had a bit of a taste. Is it a series that's starting to build momentum amongst participants where, forget about the prize money, I suppose it's hard to forget about, but yep. There's a bit of hype around it. You want to be involved?
Oh, for sure. It's a race now. You sort of think, all right, there's a $1 million race there now, and it's always back of your mind when other dogs go through in your kennel, and if you think they're good enough, you're sort of a target for it, So it is something to look forward to, It's great. Especially this year, it was just unbelievable, I think it's just going to grow bigger and better,
Mate, for Whiskey Wright now, though, I guess Top Gun, I think Phil's being selected today. Have to be very, very unlucky if he missed out on that field, I'd imagine.
I would say he'd be pretty unlucky. I want to know why if he missed out, I can tell you. But anyway, I'm sort of setting him up for the Top Gun now. And then, obviously, moving to the Melbourne Cup after that.
Mate, there's plenty happening in the sport, but starting today with a fireball, mate. Good luck at Goulburn this afternoon. I'll catch you down there a bit later on.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you very much for that.
Thanks for your time, Anthony.
No worries, buddy. See ya.
Simon, there he was. Anthony has a party. He's got the favourite this afternoon in the fireball down at Goulburn.
Good to have a chat to Anthony there. We spoke about Good Odds Serrata before that's lining up in the Goulburn Cup. And you talked about the Top Gun field there, so that will be announced on Tuesday on the catching pen, Mick.
Absolutely, yeah. The field, I think the panel's meeting today to discuss exactly who will go through. As Anthony mentioned, I'd be very disappointed Whiskey Wright didn't get through. Some of the dogs, I think they ended up with 17 nominations, including Hooked on Scotch, but then they withdrew Hooked on Scotch from the noms. They decided that they won't go in the Top Gun. They'll save it for the Melbourne Cup. But of those nominations, you've obviously got the three place getters in the $1 million chase, Good Odds Serrata, Shimmer Shine, and Get It Gizmo. You've got $1 million chase finalists, Black Opium and Kurt Lee. You've got last year's $1 million chase runner-up, Jamella Jett. And then you've got dogs like Seneki, Slingshot Hammer, Tewitchery, Campini, Circle of Dreams, Federal Lily, Baruga Brett, and Buck's Future. So it's a pretty hot lineup. I'm sure it'll be a cracking race. As I said, the field will be announced this Tuesday on the Catching Pen.
And you've got an update for us regarding Feral Frankie. I believe he'll be trialling later.
Mate, Feral Frankie is one that that'll also be in that, or you'd imagine would be in that field for the Top Gun. Feral Frankie, it was last Friday actually, Simon. He went around at Dubbo. The Dubbo Club, yeah, very innovative, always looking for new things to attract people through the gate. And on Friday, Jack Smith came to them, said he wanted to trial, so that they scheduled it between races on Friday night. Got a good crowd through the gate. Shane Stiff, who's president up at Dubbo, actually called BSB, called Dave Stanley, who he knows is a big fan of the Feral, offered Dave the opportunity to pick the time that the Feral would run at Dubbo in the trial. And if Dave got it right, Shane said that the club would donate $1,000 to Greyhounds' Pets program, which was fantastic. Dave chose 29.28, which the track record was 29.27 by Midnight Starlet. Unfortunately, Dave missed out, but fortunately for those there, they got to see Feral Frankie go under the track record, went 29.21, which is just an incredible run. But credit where it's due. Shane and the Dubbo Club said, yeah, dog still broke the track record. Yeah, we think it's the right thing to do, so we'll still donate that $1,000 to Greyhounds' Pets. Yeah, credit to the Dubbo Club. They're always looking for new things and happy to put their hand in their pocket for good causes such as Greyhounds' Pets.
Yeah, that was a terrific gesture. Now, we had the Geelong Cup on last Friday, and Hooked on Scotch was too strong for them, for Jason Thompson.
Yeah, another story, as Anthony was just talking about, the dogs just flying at the moment. Won the Adelaide Cup, came to Geelong, same story, just railed home. Beat his rivals. As I mentioned, was going to be nominated, or was nominated for the Top Gun, but they've decided against that now. Hooked on Scotch, yeah, just an amazing dog. Yeah, obviously won the Speedster at the Adelaide Cup, now the Geelong Cup. Got 8 wins from 12 starts and over $165,000 in prize money. And next ambition will be the Melbourne Cup, which is towards the end of November. And the way the dog's racing, he does set things up in terms of rattling home, and he's got to get through traffic. And they're exciting dogs to watch, dogs like Hooked on Scotch and Feral Frankie, not the ones that just jump to the front and race away. They're good as well, but to watch these dogs get through traffic and storm home, I know most punters and most racing enthusiasts actually love watching it.
Now, we've got the tab fixed studs up for the Lismore Cup final on Tuesday, Mick, and Fernando Blast is the favourite, which is drawn box 2 there. It's at $2.60. Bucks Future off the cherry is $2.90. That's not a bad field assembled for the Cup in Lismore.
It's a great field. I guess with 40,000 to the winner, it was always going to attract some good dogs, and they've done that. And then the finals, come up perfect. The box draws made it really interesting. Both Fernando Blaster and Bucks Future won their heats last week, and they ran identical times, 29.68. First time that Bucks had been around Lismore, so fantastic performance first up. And came out of the 7th last week and, loves the one, absolutely adores the one, has a fantastic record out of the one. And to come up with the one, Sid Swain would have been laughing, but then, of course, Fernando Blaster came up with the 2. So that run to the first turn will be very, very interesting and could go a long way to determining who does actually get home. But those two, as you said, Simon, they do dominate betting. I think it's out to about $6.50 for Bad Neighbour and Quarus Flick next. So you would imagine, as I said, that the winner will come out of the 1 or the 2, but as we mentioned a bit earlier, funny things do happen in big race finals.
And just before we wrap it up, Mick, we should mention the performance of Ruth Maddox Embi last night. Sidelined for 12 weeks, but at his first appearance led all the way there at 29.4.
Fantastic run, really. Cracked a hock back in July, I think it was, at Wentworth Park. Embi, I remember the middle of the year, was talked about as being potentially one of our up-and-coming stayers. Broke 42 at Wentworth Park, which only the good dogs do. Was being set for the big races down in Victoria. And then unfortunately, that injury did occur. Ruth persisted with the dog, patience and perseverance. And came back in over the sprint trip last night and went 29-4, which is low flying. Put it into a bit of context. Good Odds Harada won the $1 million chase in 29.34, so it's only a length slower than the $1 million chase winner. So that's a great time, great performance, and I think Ruth is going to, at